so much for calling. How can I help you?
Hello. Hi. Is this Penguin Book Writers?
It
Okay. I know this sounds silly. Is there Olivia, an Olivia that works there for you?
Yes, she does.
Okay. Thank you for that. I just couldn't get her on my cell phone number that I have her on. I'm texting with her, but for some reason I cannot, it won't let me call out.
Do you want me to get you connected to her?
Yeah, can you please?
Sure, may I
It's
please have your
probably my location because I'm in the mountains. I don't know why.
No, no problem. May I please have your name to get you connected?
Connie Cookland.
Connie? Give me one second, see if Olivia
Connie.
is available. Connie, right?
Okay, watch.
Connie.
Yes.
Perfect. Just give me one second. Let me see if she's available. Let me get you connected to her, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Olivia?
This is Olivia.
Olivia, I'm sorry. This is Connie. I tried call. I think I don't know what's going on with my cell service right now.
No
It
problem.
wouldn't let
It's
me
fine.
dial
You
call your
got me.
phone
That's
number.
fine. So I just texted you asking you how would you want to split this? Like on two different cards, like what is the amount that you want to put on one card and what's the other?
One amount I want to put $2,500 down on one card.
So that's like
Credit
half,
card, it's a MasterCard.
exactly. Okay. Perfect. And the other is going to be exactly the same amount, right?
I'm going to use my, you know what? Yeah, I'll use my debit card for that.
Okay. So again, you want one link for 25 and the other one for the same amount, right? But you're going to use different cards on both.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Can I put you on a brief hold for this?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes.
Are you there? Okay, perfect. I'm making a
I'm
new
here.
email for you. Both the emails get you a separate access to both links and shows you what's the exact amount for them, okay? So this way it will be easier for you to attempt on both separately and you won't get confused, okay? Just refer to the initial email I sent you today with the subject updated contract for the rest of the policies I've written down. This one is just going to be a short revised email for the links, okay? So as soon as you pay, I'm going to send you an invoice while you're here with me, and I'm also going to ask you for a time for your call today to get started. Just a second so I can add the first link. Bear with me. And your emails are working just fine, right?
Yeah, my emails are fine. We're having a, it's raining up here, stopped right now, but I'm in the mountains, so sometimes where I'm at,
Okay.
to be
Wow,
honest.
lucky you. Okay, so that makes sense. It has a bad reception, but that's fine. It might come back in a few minutes because for the next call, I mean, obviously we'll have to contact you. And let's just say if that doesn't work, then yes, we will email you to ask you your availability. Okay. Can you refresh your inbox and let me know if you've got the new email? It's a reply to the same email I sent you today. So it's not going to show as a separate message. It's going to show as a highlighted message on your previous email. So once you'll open it and scroll down, you'll find a new response to it.
Oh, it's on our other email that you sent?
Sent you today. If you scroll down, you'll see a new response to that email. I've responded back as a change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why it does this, so hold on.
Sure, take your time.
2566.
Let me know once you see it, okay?
I will. I don't know why it can't just pop up with the last email that I sent that was given to me, but sometimes it says it.
Was the last one sent to you completely fine? Like, was it in your inbox or was it in your spam or junk?
Spam.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Now, let me look at my inbox because I don't see it.
It should be in your inbox this time if you've accepted it from the
spam.
Oh, there
it is. There it is.
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay.
Do you see the second email that I sent you as a response?
Yes, I see that.
There are two different links to it.
Okay, I see. Click here for the first 24, 25. Okay, I got it.
You can put me on hold for this so that if you have any questions, I'm here to answer them right away. So this way you don't have to go back to your inbox from the form. Do you need any help?
No, but we don't have to sign anything first, then do the payment. Are we doing this backwards?
You get a window for about 24 hours because, see, right now you got 30 minutes, right? But let's just say if you want more, then after registration you still have time to go through everything because it's an e-sign document. So you can either print it out, sign it, and scan it, and send it back, or you can do it in a convenient way once you've reviewed it again after you've discussed everything with my team because obviously they're going to give you more clarity on stuff, right? That's not exactly black and white, but they can let you know what they can do for you out of the box. Once you've reviewed the contract again, you can reply back to that contract email that you acknowledge and accepted, which would be totally fine with us. If you want to do it right now, you can do it first, too. I'll be more happy if you want to do that. But if you want to do the registration first, you can, too. If you notice the contract is signed by my company first. So the signed part from our end is done.
Okay. Doesn't that cover me? I mean, I've never done this before. So I'm a little
I hear this all the time.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm really going to pay for this. And I only know you from emailing you and talking to you on the phone. So,
I get it.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I do. I'm a woman. I think 10 times before spending my money on a very small thing that I need for my kitchen. So, yeah, I feel you. But at the same time, see, I hear this from all my clients because, see, this is a virtual connection, okay? And that's the best way for you to be getting everything that you want, deliverably, like, you know, within time. Apart from that, if you were to get this through a company that's located in your local area, for example, and somebody wants to visit you, that costs you a lot more. If you multiply this amount into 10, then you'll be getting a service that is, you know, face-to-face, which gets really inconvenient. At the same time, you have a refund policy always if you're working with somebody who gets you everything in black and white. So let's just say a week from now you feel like this isn't for you, then your money isn't going anywhere. I mean, you just contact us back and we'll get you a refund for the whole amount. If we have not delivered you anything that you're happy with, then we're not going to charge you for it.
Okay.
And it's written in the contract, just by the way. It's written over that if the client is not satisfied, they are entitled for a 100% refund.
I read that, but I'm paying for it before I sign it. So that's where I'm like, shouldn't I be signing it first?
You can sign
it.
You can actually make it the convenient way. You can reply back to that contract email writing down your acknowledgement. It is equivalent to a sign because most of the times my clients have difficulties going through the technical ways. Like it's not very convenient for them to scan and send it back. So you can reply back to this email that I accept and acknowledge the terms for our agreement.
So the email that's in front of this?
Yeah, the one that I sent you earlier with the subject updated contract and registration form. Just reply back to that with your acknowledgement and acceptance.
So I should just, one more time. So just, I'm just going to reply to the email that you sent me,
mm-hmm.
and I accept it.
And acknowledge it, yes. I'll let you know as soon as I get the response so I can confirm it. I hope you're taking a cough syrup.
Huh?
I hope you're taking a proper medication for this, although you're recovering.
Oh, I am.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Thank you.
I, Connie Cookland, acknowledge and accept this contract with Penguin Publishers for my book. Perfect. You have also added the date. That's amazing. We have it. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to forward this to my billing department. They're going to keep a screenshot of this attached to the file that we create for all accounts. And this way, we have an acknowledgement for you. It's equivalent to your e-signing.
Okay.
Once on this call, I have an assurity that you've done with your registration. I'm also going to give you another email with an invoice as well. So you're also clear from your end that you have a documentation clearly stating that we have given you acknowledgement for payments as well.
Okay, now I feel better. Now I'm
going to
fill out the form.
Sure. Here, just put me on speaker or on mute, however you want, so I know that you're okay with everything.
Okay. Can you hold on a second? I just want to make sure this is not a client. Okay, the first one's done.
Okay, let me go ahead and check. Yes, it came through. Waiting for the second while I'm creating your invoice.
I know. I've been. this is Ryan here again with the press. We just talked to Orling that, and I was just trying to make sure if this is a better time. I just got off the other call. Perfect. So, yeah, I think we were able to chat, and thanks so much for sharing the book for your book. I didn't see that. Now, tell me about your experience and how has it been in terms of book sales for you, and then I'll let you know what I could, you know, go ahead and hopefully include in terms of the work we put in on our site.
All right. Again.
Okay, let me go ahead and check. Just a second. Okay, it went through. Congratulations, first of all. Just hold on so I can also get to you the confirmation for invoice. Obviously, the invoice is going to be for the total payment, so we don't have to separate that because we need to
That's
show
great.
That you paid the whole thing instead of just 25, right? So let me go ahead and
right.
send that to you. Meanwhile, can you also tell me your availability for a call with my team today? Like, when are you available? Do you want an hour or two from now, or are you available within an hour?
Let's do it within an hour, so then I can go. How long will it take?
It takes like about 5-10 minutes. They're going to go ahead and introduce themselves to you and obviously walk you through our online platform where, you know, it helps us to keep track of everything with our clients. So like that online platform will get you the access, first of all. Once you have the access, you can always go ahead and check what's happening with your book, who's doing what, and you can give your feedbacks that are documented over there. So it helps both parties to keep track of the communication. They're going to send you the credentials, and meanwhile, they're also going to walk you through some document forms that you have to fill out for them. So it's easier for them to know your requirements in writing. I mean, everybody has a different requirement, right? Even though we have a contract, we would want it to be more customized. So they'll send you those. Hardly 5-10 minutes. When do you think? Can you put a time to it exactly?
Let's do 15 minutes.
Can we do it? What's the time for you right now? It's 3:21 where
it's
I am.
12:41.
12:41 for you. 21. Okay. How about we do this at 1:30 your time? Will 1:30 your time will be fine?
Okay.
Perfect. 1:30, and you're on Pacific Standard Timing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. This daylight saving started, so today when I got back to work, because I wasn't working last week either, you got sick and my mom was also under surgery, so I couldn't come to the office for a whole week. Yeah. So that's exactly why I couldn't really follow up with you. No, yeah, she's doing better now, but it was really bad. You know, last Friday when I got back home, I found that she was sick, and since that Saturday till all the way yesterday, we had to take care of her because she had an surgery. Her gallbladder was removed fully out of her system because there were stones inside it, and she was suffering through a lot of pain. So we had to got it, you know, full operated. But she's doing a lot more better now. I mean, the doctor says it's going to take her at least a week or two to recover from the stitches and holes in her stomach. But she's fine. Thank God.
Wow.
Yeah, so when I came back today, the daylight saving started, and I was like, my whole schedule is messed up. That's why I'm just confirming everybody with their time zone. So it's 1:30 your time, okay? Let me just go ahead and make sure you got everything. Can you refresh your inbox? I've sent you a separate new email with the invoice so you can locate it very easily afterwards.
Okay.
As soon as your user wants to, you know, it makes you click on the read more tab right there so that you're able to read
okay.
The article or the kind of
got it?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
That's not a problem. It happens all the time. Even sometimes I face difficulty sending emails, and my clients are waiting on calls for minutes and hours, and I'd be like, that's so embarrassing. But that's fine. It's totally okay. Technology happens all the time. You can check your spam or junk for this one, too, because it's a separate email.
Yeah.
although my instinct says it should be in your inbox, because once you've accepted an email from me, your service provider will actually recognize me this time.
Send it again.
Sorry, come again?
I don't know. Huh?
Come again, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Send it again.
Sure, I can send it again to you. Just a second.
Don't want it to be intended towards we know where
I'm just attaching your invoice again.
So aspiring leadership,
it's fine, Connie. Don't worry. I've sent it to you again, and it has a PDF to it. So obviously, it makes total sense that it's not easy for dropping off and stuff. So how about you go ahead and refresh your entire inbox, check your inbox.
Okay,
if it's not there. Sorry?
When you say refresh.
Do you see a circle arrow referring to refreshing the whole page? Or what are you using? Are you using a cell phone?
No. I'm on my iPad. I have a new Apple.
If you just put your finger and swipe down, the whole inbox should refresh. That works mostly, but I have no clue what gadget you're using technically, so you'll just have to wait for a few minutes and check all your boxes, like your inbox, your spam, your junk, your archives, if you've ever archived anything.
I bet you. It's in my phone. It's on my phone. See?
Oh, okay.
It's not on my... There we go.
You got
See?
It?
Something's going on with the internet. How
it's fine. It's fine. I mean, if you don't get it now, you'll get it in a few minutes. I know that for sure. I've sent it twice to you. Oh, you got it.
Yes.
Okay. Now, the attachment. Can you open the attachment for me?
Okay.
Okay. The attachment clearly states that you've paid for the total amount. That's $5,000. If you check the invoice clearly, you'll see that it is billed by Coidex Lab Incorporation, and in my previous email, I also stated a note clearly saying that's the merchant that we are using. A merchant is basically a provider who captures the payment safely without passing on any personal information of our clients towards us. So this way, we don't have any of your information that is personal, okay? So let's just say in a month or two, once you see your bank statements, it's going to show as Coidex Lab Incorporation under the name of my company so that you know that this is where you charge your card, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Just wait for the call at 1:30 your time. Let me just make sure I have it written again. 1:30 your time is going to be 4:30 my time. I'm going to go ahead and make sure everything is done from my end and just wait for the call. If let's just say the person who calls you cannot get to you in one go, they'll leave you a text and an email letting you know that they tried, and you can get back to them whenever you are there to accept the call, okay?
All right.
That's perfect. Again, welcome on board. I'm really happy for you, Connie. You just please take care of yourself really nicely, because now you'll be running here and there for this, so I want you to be perfectly fine and health, okay?
Yes.
And if you need anything at any time, the number that you and I connected via texting is my direct line, which means that it's not given to me by the company. It's my own line I use for my clients. You can text me anytime, and I'll be able to get back to you, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
I'm excited and I'm nervous all at the same time.
As I said, I hear this so many times because, I mean, obviously you waited for this months ago. You were technically mentally prepared, but you didn't get the ball rolling, and now you finally did, and I can understand the feeling. So you're in good hands, okay? Don't worry about this. You've taken the first step towards it. You're just going to let this flow, and I'm sure the book is going to be a huge hit. We're with you, okay? We're going to make sure everything is in line. Just let me know if you need anything else apart from all of this, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Wait for the call. No problem at all, Connie. You take care of yourself.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Before any call, make sure that we are able to share with you.
those activities that we do.